We are learning the Sechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Vov Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Hayim Abayz. Zok the Mishnah, Akita, someone who is missing the bottom of his foot, Yoytze Bekav Shaloi, Divrei Meir. He's let it go out to Rosh Hashanah with the shoe covering his stump. And it's Mavuyer in the Rishonim that he doesn't really walk with that stump. He has crutches to walk with. That stump, that piece of wood, that wooden shoe is just to cover his stump at the bottom of his foot, so it shouldn't get injured. So the halacha is, according to Rameya, you're allowed to go out with it, because Rameya holds that's his shoe. Rabbi Yossi holds you're not allowed to go out with it, because he holds it's not a shoe, because you don't use it to walk, and it's not a tachshit, just covering his foot for not getting hurt. Therefore, he holds it's not called a tachshit, and it's not called a shoe, and therefore Rabbi Yossi holds also to go out with it on Shabbos. Bim yeshloi beis kibul katisim, tame. If this clog, this wooden shoe that's there to cover his foot, has a base kibble, it means there's room in it to put like shmatas in there or cushions in there, then it's a base kibble and it's tamei. The halacha is that for something to be tumas maga, like tamei mace or sheretz, it has to have a base kibble if it's wooden. If it's a wooden thing without a base kibble, without a receptacle, then it's called psuti kli, it's not matame. So if this thing has a base kibble, then it's tamei. So there's a machlokes if you go out with it on Shabbos, and if it has a base kibble, it's tamei. Sumuchay shaloi, let's say a person is missing both his feet, and he doesn't use crutches. He uses, like, sumuchays are like shin guards. They're like these things he wears on his shins, and he walks around, like, it's like crawling, not mamas. He walks around on his knees outside and needs something to cover it, so he wears these sumuchays. So then the sumuchays are tamei in medris. They have a locha, that the locha is a zov. A zav, anything he walks on, let's say his shoes, that are made for him to walk on are tummy medris. So these things are made to walk, so it's tummy medris. And the Gemara will handle if the kav that we just had before has tummy medris, but by smucha is zicha tmei medris. But yoytze behem Shabbos, he let it go out on Shabbos, because these are his shoes, these are his tachshit, this is the way he walks. So he let it go out on Shabbos with these. V'nichnosim behem ba'azara. Now, even though they're his type of shoes, he's allowed to go into the Azara with these smuchas, even though you're not going to Azara with shoes, but that's dafka shoes you wear at the end of your foot. But shoes they wear on your shins is not called shoes, and therefore you're allowed to go into Azara. Now, a third type of contraption made for people who can't walk is kisei v'smuchas shaloi. Let's say a person, he doesn't walk on his shin, unless he doesn't have much of a shin, his foot end but his knee. So in those days, they had something that they had like a little, they strapped a chair to him, and to him, a chair, and then he had it in his two hands, he had like two pieces of wood, and he pushed himself around with two pieces of wood, and he wore some clogs on the bottom of his feet, and between both of them, he got himself around. So kisei, the chair, v'smuchay shaloi, tamei and medris, they're both tamei and medris, because they both are helping him walk. But you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos with these things on the bottom of his feet. And Rashi has two pshatim, either because you don't need it so much, or second pshat Rashi is, which he likes better, is because since they're hanging in the air sometimes, because when he sits on his chair and he doesn't put his foot in front of him, feet in front of him on the floor, sometimes the shoe could fall off and therefore he'll come to carry. Therefore, you're not allowed to go out like that on Shabbos. And you're expecting Shabbos, but ain't across my Azar. You also can't go on the Azar with it because there are shoes that are on the bottom of his feet. That's the third halacha of this kiteya, the person who can't walk. Mishnah ends off with something called luktamin. Luktamin, the Mara of Fubshatim, but Pashas means a mask. You know, a mask, some ways on Purim to scare people. Luktamin to Hirim, it's Tahar, because it's not a Kli, it's not a Tachshit. And you're expecting, you're not going on Shabbos. Because it's not useful and it's not a tachshit. Therefore, you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, you're not chayav chata, since you brought it out shaloi kederach haitzaa, you didn't carry it, you wore it on your face. You're not chayav, but it's also to go out with it. Ad kan the Mishnah. So the Gemara first is going to deal with the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah said that this person was missing the bottom of his foot. There's machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi if you could go out. And the machlokes is, this thing is made, he really walks around with crutches, and this thing is made to cover the bottom of his foot. Is that called a shoe or not? That's the machlokes. And we always know, when the machlokes are Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, we always pass on like Rav Yossi. So the question is our Girsa in the Mishnah correct, or is there a different Girsa? Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Heichi Itnan. Do we have the gears like us, that Rav Meir is the one who says Mutter and Rav Yesi Aser, or the opposite? It says, Eina Kitei Yerzi B'Kav Shleid Rav Meir, Rav Yesi Matir. That's the Shaila. Heichi Itnan. Which way does it say in our Mishnah? Does it say is Rav Yesi is Matir, Rav Yesi is Aser? Amalei Layidana, I don't know. Hilchus Samai, so therefore what's Allah? Amalei Layidana, I don't know. Itmar, Omar Shmuel, Eina Kitei. He was Geras, Eina Kitei. Eina Kitei Yerzi B'Kav Shleid Rav Meir, Rav Yesi Matir. That's Rav Shmuel was Geras. Rav Huna also was Geras that way. And if you both Shmuel and Rav Huna would come out, it's mutter to go out because he passed like Rav Yosi. Om Rav Yosef, Hoyav Om Shmuel Eniketeya, Om Rav Huna Eniketeya, and now Nami Nistin Eniketeya. So Rav Yosef said, look, Shmuel, Rav Huna, they're both Geras Eniketeya, I think I'm also going to be Geras Eniketeya. Mask of Rav Bar Sheira, Lo Shmila, he didn't hear the story, Lo Shmila, the mask of Rav Chanon, by Rav Lechia, by Rav Kameh de Rav. There's one time a story where Rav Chanan bar Rava was learning with Chia bar Rav in front of Rav, Bekituna de Bei Rav, in the small Bismedrish of Rav, and he was being gurus in the Mishnah, Ene Kitea Yerzeb Kav Shloi Div Rav Meir Rav Yesi Matir, and he was gurus that Rav Meir is one of says, Osir Rav Yesi says Mutter, and therefore you let it go out, because he passed Rav Yesi, Umachvi Le Rav Epech. Rav said, no, he showed him, no, Punk Fakert, you're reading it wrong. And that's you have to be gurus, which means the way we have our Mishnah, he's supposed to be gurus. Rav said that Akitei Yoytzev Kav Shlo Devarav Meir Rav Yesi Yoyser. Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak and a simon to remember is Simonich Samach Samach. Rav Yesi is a Samach Yesi and Oser is a Samach. As you remember, it's Rav Yesi who says also. Ve'av Shmuel Hadabei, and we find later on Shmuel also was Hadabei, and he held that Rav Meir is the Matir, Rav Yesi is the Oser. How do we know that? The Tanaun to the Mishnah and Yevamos. Says Cholz of a sandal chalitza loch is that if Isha's husband dies without children, and there's a brother there, so the brother either can marry her or she does chalitza. He doesn't want to marry her, or she does chalitza. So the loch is really supposed to be the right foot. But let's say, and it has to be his shoe. But let's say Cholz of a sandal shein shloi used a sandal that was not his, or a sandal shel eitz. Or a wooden sandal, or shall smile be a min, or a left shoe that was on his right foot. Chalitza ksherin. Mishnah says it's kosher. Ramrina, the Gemara asked the Aman Tana, who's the Tana holds that a sandal shall eitz is called a shoe because you need a shoe for chalitza. And Amar Shmuel says, you know who it is? It's Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir the Tanan. Akita yeitz of a kav shloi de Rav Meir. Rav Meir says a person without a foot is allowed to go out with his wooden shoe. So you see, Rav Meir holds it's a shoe. Rabbi Yosi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Yosi also. So who does Shmuel say is the man? The Yomba holds his quarter shoe, Rabbi Meir. Says, Klar, he's Geras in our Mishnah, Akita Yosef Kav Shaloi, the Rabbi Meir, and not Ena Akita Yosef Kav Shaloi. So you see, he changed, and he was Geras like Rav. So Shmuel also was Chayz and said like Rav. But Av Rav Huna Hadabe. We also have Rav Huna was Hadabe, the Tain, within the Braisa. Sandal Shal Siyodim, a shoe of Siyodim. That's someone who deals with Sid, it's a type of plaster. And you can't wear leather shoes when you're dealing with plaster, Rashi says, because it's in a melt. It's in a burn. If the leather shoe won't make it through the plaster. So you have to wear wooden clogs, it's like boots, to work in the plaster factory. So sandals of Yodim, this Tana says, Tummy Medris. It has a din of Tummy Medris, because it's considered a shoe. Ve'isha chaletzis boy, and Isha can use a chalitza. Ve'yotz meru Shabbos, let it go out for Shabbos, did Rabbi Kiva. Ve'lehoiduloi. And they were masked, the Chaman were masking, someone wasn't masking. Vatayna, Rai says, Hoidloi, it was masking. Omrav Huna, who says, no man Hoidloi, who is masking? And held that it was a shoe. It is called a shoe, it's Tommy Medris, and you have Chalitza. Rameya, it's Rameya. Man Loi Hoidu, Rav Yesi. So you see, Klar again, that Rav Huna now changed and held, Rav Yesi held, Oyser, held a shoe, a wooden shoe, is not called a shoe. Rav Yesi has a different mahalach to say what the machlekes was by the sandal shasiyodim. Rav Yosef Amar Man LeHoyduloi, really you could say that everyone agreed that it's called a shoe if it was eitz. But here, this shoe was made out of kash. It was made out of like straw and reeds. And until now, we don't know that's the type of wood. But Rav Yosef says, no, there's a Reichem Anuri held and that's not called wood. Man LeHoyduloi, Reichem Anuri. Tanya, the Tanaim, in the Mishnah, Kiveris Shal Kash, which is Veris Shal Kodim, certain type of baskets that are made out of straw or wheat or reeds, Rabbi Kiva Matami, because he holds that's wood. Reichen Manuri Matar, Reichen holds that's tar, because it's not, that's not of the material that is was part of the tumah. Tumah has to be certain materials. It has to be kli'etz, or it has to be certain material. If it's made out of other materials, it's not matame. So Rechem Ruri holds that kash does not have a din eitz, and it's not matame. And that's pshat why it was loy hoidu loy. But in any case, we see that Rav Huna was chayzer. Now we just learned that a sandal shel sayadim, at least according to one man the Yama, is tame medris. And the problem is, even if you want to hold it's a shoe, but if you never wear it, you only wear it in the plaster company. So the chayzer hakki say that's called a shoe. It's not a shoe. It's a covering for your foot. You never walk with it. You only use it to cover your foot in the plaster factory. It is a shoe. He sometimes walks home with these boots. He doesn't change when he leaves. Right when he walks out of the factory, it's not only there to cover his foot. He does use it as a shoe, and therefore it's possible that it is tamei medris. It says in the Mishnah that if this clog has a base kibble, it's tamei. Now we said clearly the smuchos, the things you wore on the shin, is zichah tamei medris. That's the way he walks around. And we also said the third case where someone walks with a chair attached to him with the wooden things in his hand and he pushes himself forward, there also the things on his legs are tamei medris. But what about the first case, the case of kav that has a base kibble? Is it tamei medris or not? Let me just speak out something very important. That this din based kibble is only when it comes to tumas maga, like tamei meis, tamei sheretz. But for medris, you don't need a base kibble. But by this kav, if it wouldn't have a base kibble, it wouldn't even be royu to be called tamei medris, because it wouldn't be called a real shoe. If it doesn't have a base kibble, you can stick my foot in it, then it's not even called a shoe, that's called a medris at all. But we're talking about even when it has a base kibble, that's the question, is it tamei medris or not? And why is it shayla? Because you're walking around with crutches here. So you don't really use it so much as a shoe. Is that enough to be called tamei medris or not? So it says, "Miyashla beis kibul, ksisim tamei. Oma abaya tamei tumas meis. It has tumas maga of tumas meis. Rashi says, "Lav dafka tumas meis, any tumas maga." But ve'ain tamei medris. It does not have a tamei medris. Why not? Because abaya holds, since I don't use it as a shoe a lot, so therefore, really, when you look at it really as a base kibul, but not as a shoe, that's a medris. As abaya holds. Rav Amar, I have tamei medris. Rav holds it is a tamei medris. Is it a tamei medris? Because if someone's walk around with it, that's enough. Amar Rav, no, I mean a law. I'll bring a riot to myself. Tonight I looked at the Mishnah and Beya, a golos shal katan. So Rashi learns a golos shal katan is like a carriage, a baby carriage that a baby uses to play with, not for a baby to push a baby in. It's like a baby playing carriage. So lacha is tumas medris, it is tmei medris, if a zav sits on it, a baby zav sits on it. Why? Because sometimes you do use it to push a baby. You could use it. Usually it's a toy, but a lot of times you use it to push a baby, and therefore it's tmei medris. That's a rava. So rava says, it's a raya from this Mishnah like me. Abaye Amar, no. Hasam samach alayo, hokala samach alayo. Abaye said, no, don't bring a raya from there to our case of the shoe, of the clog with the base kibble, because the shoe you hardly ever wear. Masha Inkain, the Agol Shal Katan, a lot of times use it as a carriage. I'll bring you a raya. Even something is used sometimes, not Tanya Medrash, the Tanya. Makal Shal Zakenim Tar. A cane of an old man is Tar Mekulam. The Brisa says it's Tar from all Dinim. It's Pasha, it's not Matami Maga because of Psuti Kliates. But maybe it should be Tumma Medrash because I walk with it. So the Brisa says no, because Lamaisa, where Abaye is learning, is you don't always walk with it. So Abaye has riot himself that you see, if you don't always use it, there's no tumas medris. But Rava, no. But Rava says it's not a riot from there. Hosom letrutze sagya avide. There, the stick is only made to keep your balance. But you don't really walk on it. You know, you're walking on your feet. Just your feet are a little shaky, so therefore, you use the stick to make yourself walk straight. That's why it's not tumas medris. Using something some of the time is the tummy's medrash. I hear why it's not tummy's medrash, because there, just to straighten out my footsteps. Ha-ha, but here the shoes, lismach la David, the imam is just saymach on it. His whole body, when he walks, his whole body is saymach on these clogs. Hu David, the samach la, and samach la, therefore it could be tummy's medrash. Therefore it could be tummy's medrash. Weiter, let's try to get to the Mishnah. Tamei medrash ve'ein yoytzim behem v'shabbos ve'ein echnosim behem l'azara. It says those what I call shin guards that you put on your shins and you walk around with it. It says, no, not going on shin guards. This is going on the case of the person who has something stuck, the kisei that's stuck to him, and he walks around with a piece of wood in his hand and things at the end of his feet. So it says, Tameyim medris, ve'en yaitzimem v'shabis, ve'en nechlasim v'em lazara. So it's Tameyim medris because those are his shoes. He walks in them. He uses them to walk. But he can't go out on Shabbos because he said it might fall off and come carry it. And ve'en nechlasim lazara because the mice has shoes at the end of his feet, and therefore it's called shoes. Someone learned a bright from Rav Yechanan that said, "Nechnas v'em la'azara." You're allowed to go into Azara. Amalei, and he's showing the isha chalitzas boy. I have a bright that says you're allowed to do chalitza with these things because the mamas consider shoes. V'at amis nechnasim. You think you're going to Azara? Tani ain't nechnas la'azara. Change the bright to ain't nechnas v'em la'azara. Why not? Again, because these things are at the end of your feet, and therefore it's considered a shoe. The end of the Mishnah said, "Look them in Tahira." What's my look them in? So Moses have three pshatim. Amra avo, chamra da achva. It's like chamar. It's like a donkey that the plasters, you know, the clowns, they wear it over themselves. They put it like over themselves, like chamar, and it looks like a chamar is walking. It looks like they're riding the chamar. It's like a fake chamar. It looks like they're riding the chamar. They put it on, make a costume with it. It looks like they're riding the chamar. So that thing is not mekabel tumah because it's not a kli. It's not a tachshit. Rava papa ama, and you gotta go out with it on Shabbos. It means stilts. Rashi learned that these stilts were made to walk the makam tit, where it's muddy. And if he has a kasha, it should be medris. Tosfos says that it's, since it's only made to walk in the tit, it's not called tami medris. But he brings out another pshat that it's made for, like, the clowns. It's like stilts made for clowns, and that's why it's not tami medris, because it's not really made a shoe at all. It's just for clowns. That's kshiri. Rav Baravunama Parmi, which is a mask. So three pshatim, either means like the chamar, makes believe they're riding a chamar, or it means stilts, or it means a mask. All three pshatim are saying that it's not a tachshit, and it's not a malbush, and therefore, halach is, it's tahirim, and ve'ein yoytzim behem v'shabbos.